MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Dr. Adrian Saville. You find him, of course, at Genera Capital. Adrian, appreciate the early morning. GDP out yesterday, contracting 1.5% for third quarter of 2021. Obviously, it includes the July riots down in KZN, which were happening during the period. At the time, expectation was that would take half, maybe a full percent off GDP. Did those riots have a bigger impact than thought, or is our economy just really in a tough place?
Good morning. I got you. And I got your question. What was disappointing out of the GDP number was the extent and the nature of the step backwards, that 6 of 10 sectors went backwards. So it was broad based, you know, to use the industry term, and it wasn't out of line with with the expectation, modestly, you know, perhaps modestly sharper than many had anticipated, but you know, that's really in the size of the step, not the nature of the step. And I think what is especially concerning is that it remains the productive sectors from a production side of the economy. It's the manufacturing sector that remains beleaguered, and from a spending side of the economy, it's the export and investment sectors that remain in the doldrums or being pushed backwards.
And for the, I mean, we'll get a decent number for the year because, of course, there's base effect and the like coming through. But I mean, this, if we then pull in the unemployment data from, I think it was just last week, I mean, we have an economy that is, I mean, to be blunt about it, it's on its knees. As you say, it's our manufacturing. Mm-hmm. It really is an economy that is in trouble, big trouble.
You know, Simon, to talk about the nature of the recovery. So, you know, not to be misled by growth numbers, when we anticipate that the economy will grow by, something in the order of 5%, the exact numbers are coming in closer to 4.5 now. But even so, that growth of 4.5 for 2021 is not growth per se. It's climbing your way back to where you were at the end of 2019. And on that measure, we think that it will not be until 2024 that the economy has got its way back on a per-person basis to where it was in 2019. That's a very long time for an emerging market to spend on the back foot. And it is translating, as you point out, into even more deeply entrenched unemployment numbers. You know, these are amongst the worst in the world. And it's not just broad-based unemployment that's of concern. I think it's specifically, it's concerning that the unemployment rate impacts in particular the youth sector. You know, that's that's the future production engine of the economy, who sit now with a bigger than 60% unemployment rate. It's absolutely eye-watering, and it can only take you to, or it can only take me to, you know, to one conclusion, that structural reforms are urgently needed.
What is there a quick fix? If the president phoned you up this morning and said, Dr. Saville, cool, you're in charge for the day. I mean, is there something that we could do as a quick fix, or is this going to take time?
Well, you know, I have had the good fortune of being in conversations with the president, and pointed to what I would call free lunches. Mm-hmm. That there are free lunches available. You know, the bad economics show, because there's no such thing as a free lunch. You'll remember that from your economics one class. There are free economic lunches, and I think that there are a couple in the South African landscape. Arguably, the most obvious is going for quick policy reforms that have no cost on Treasury. If anything, they might have a net positive on the fiscus. and that are easily implementable. A second is there's a large body of evidence that suggests in the South African circumstance, and this isn't specific to South Africa, but it does hold for South Africa, that the private sector follows the public sector. And if the public sector takes the lead on fixed investment, the private sector is likely to follow. That's what experience in this economy suggests. And then the third is transparency and clarity and communication. That, you know, we've got another set of pronouncements or announcements out about land reform. And what investors are allergic to globally, not unique to South Africa, is uncertainty.
Yeah, I like that. That's certainly, I mean, it's certainty. It's, even if you don't like what it is, just certainty. Know that it'll be the same in the morning. It's always better.
Know what the rules are, and we can work with that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. We'll leave that there. Dr. Adrian Civil, you find him, of course, at Generia Capital. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.